I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a deacon of the Church of Cenchreae, so that you may welcome her in the Lord as is fitting for the saints, and help her in whatever she may require from you, for she has been a benefactor of many and of myself as well. Greet Prisca and Aquila, who work with me in Christ Jesus, and who risk their necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Greet also the church in their house. Greet my beloved Epaphras, who was the first convert in Asia for Christ. Greet Mary, who has worked very hard among you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my relatives, who were in prison with me. They are prominent among the apostles, and they were in Christ before I was. Greet Amphiatus, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our co-worker in Christ, and my beloved Stachys. Greet Apelles, who is approved in Christ. Greet those who belong to the family of Aristobulus. Greet my relative, Herodion. Greet those in the Lord who belong to the family of Narcissus. Greet those workers in the Lord, Tryphena and Tryposa. Greet the beloved Persis, who has worked hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and greet his mother, a mother to me also. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobas, Hermas, and the brothers and sisters who are with them. Greet Philologus, Julia, Nereus, and his sister Olympus, and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. That's an interesting list of people, and it's quite a comfort to know that St. Paul, back in those days, had so many supporters and co-workers and friends, family and relatives, and that those he was writing to knew so many of them. And it's just like us, belonging to this great Dominican family. There are so many brothers and sisters that we know throughout the world in the various congregations, and there's so many that we know throughout the 800 years of our history. Many of them, too, we don't know. We couldn't possibly know them all. But there is a wonderful proverb in the Maori language here in New Zealand that says, "We walk on the shoulders of those who have gone before." And this is quite a salutary thought for today as we remember our deceased brothers and sisters, as we remember those who have died most recently in the last 12 months, our friends, those we have known, those we now miss in our midst. But we also walk on the shoulders of those we didn't know. This congregation we belong to, which we are so proud and so keen to honor, this congregation would not exist if all those who have gone before and that whom we remember today had not made the decisions they did make to found the congregation in various places, to receive members into it, to struggle through the ups and downs that came their way. These are the people we honor today, just as we can honor those friends of St. Paul in the reading. They were all people, pretty much like us, I imagine, that have heaps of good points and a few other not-so-good points that would let them down every now and then. This is the way it is for us. And as we belong to a congregation with a varying age, range of ages, we become quite matter-of-fact about death, as there's a matter-of-factness in the Psalms that we recite so often, but there's also someone within our congregation near death or recently dead. So we have this idea that death is part of our life. Death is the completion of our life. And as we know from Genesis, God looked upon the earth and saw that it was good. So our death is something good. This is a little the opposite of what society often tells us, that death is less than good. Death is the end. It is unpleasant. But we believe that death is the fullness, the completion of our life. There was a Dominican friar who lived here in Auckland. He died 20 years ago, and he was quite ill during a lot of his time in New Zealand. He was an Irishman by birth, and his name was Eugene O'Sullivan. And when he was giving some lectures on his illness and impending death, one of the things he says that the care he received and the great efforts that the medical system went to keep him alive, he said, the important thing was not that I was being kept alive. It was instead the overwhelming experience of being loved. And that is quite an important message as we walk around among those at the end of their lives who are facing less than wonderful health and who will, naturally speaking, be facing death in a very near future. And as we do this, we have the reminder of our own mortality. Through recalling our dead brothers and sisters today, we are, in a way, preparing for our own death. And therefore, it is salutary that we honor these many thousands of people who have followed the same way of life, perhaps in a different geographic place or a different historical era, using a different language, facing a different set of social problems in their place of that time. But still, they had the same focus on the Word of God, focus on the people that God loves and has given us to be near us. So I'll end today now with the prayer from the office for today. Let us pray. Living God, we praise you for the victory of your Son Jesus over death. Remember our deceased sisters and brothers of the order. In life they were associated with us through friendship and charity. As members of the Dominican family, we commend them to your mercy and beg that you hold them now in your loving embrace. May their fidelity be a source of inspiration and witness as we preach the gospel. We make this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.